Okay, we want to call this meeting of the Three Bridges, PID number one, Board of Trustees to order. I'm Matt Entz, with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council. We want to, before we move forward with the business today, get a record of everybody that's participating in the meeting. And so we'd like to do a roll call. Why don't we start with the board members? Board, would you call out your names and then we'll go through everyone else?
Harry Myler.
Ryan Miller.
Kevin Miller.
Okay.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell.
Tyler King, Snow
Johnson.
Jensen and Reese, District Council.
Kira Carr, DA Davidson.
And I am Jennifer Gallants with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Okay, did we miss anybody? If not, we'll jump right in. We do have a full board today. Appreciate everybody jumping on. Our first item on the agenda is to consider approval of the meeting minutes from the prior meeting held September 20th. Those were circulated to the board. Board, do you have any questions about those draft minutes? And if not, we look for a motion to approve those today.
I'll make questions. Could I propose?
Okay, I think I heard a second. Motion from Ryan and a second from Larry.
Larry, huh? Yeah.
All in favor, say aye.
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 And that sounds unanimous. Thanks. Okay, moving into our regular action items. The first item on the agenda is resolution 2024-06. We briefly discussed before the meeting that the appraisal was just received today. And we're going to reschedule a meeting to consider this particular item, meeting to be held Monday at 2:30. So board, I just ask for a motion to table this item to the next meeting.
Oh, I'll make a motion to table.
Thanks, Second. Ryan. I don't know if that was Larry or Kevin, but
Larry. Larry, so Ryan will always make the motion. Larry will always second.
Okay, that works for me. All right. All in favor of tabling the first item?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. That's unanimous. Okay, our other items of business today, we have items D2 and D3 on the agenda are to consider approval of the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement between the district and developer, and then the approval of the funding and reimbursement agreement between the district and developer. I'll talk for just a second about the infrastructure acquisition agreement. And if you'll bear with me, I'll pull this up on the screen. Okay. So the purpose of the infrastructure acquisition and reimbursement agreement is to establish the process by which reimbursements can be made to the developer from the project funds once the bonds are issued. It covers not only reimbursements to the developer, but it also covers direct payments to third parties who have done, eligible work or provided eligible material for completion of the public improvements. It could include soft costs as well. But the idea is that the agreement says that when a reimbursement or payment is needed, that there will be a payment application filled out and signed. It'll be supported with any appropriate supporting materials, things like invoices or contracts that disclose the amounts of the reimbursement that needs to be made. And probably the most important part of this is Exhibit A to the agreement, which And I'll pull it up here. Well, I thought I was going to pull it up. Oh, here it is. Okay, so Exhibit A to the agreement is the application for payment or reimbursement. You'll see that on page 3 of this application, there is a district engineer certification. State law requires that in order for payments to be made from PID funds for public infrastructure, that the costs have to be certified by an engineer. We often use the project engineer if they're willing to provide these certifications to the district. We can also retain an engineer to do these certifications as needed. But basically, they just certify as to the costs being paid or reimbursed, that they meet the requirements of law, and that they represent fair value for the improvements that have been completed. So that's probably the most critical part of this. The payment and reimbursement agreement that goes along with this application that I had pulled up before, it requires these certifications. It requires all of the payments and reimbursements be also reviewed and certified by the PID's accountant as part of the certification process. And that's actually just done on a quarterly basis. So anyway, it's just to provide the structure and the procedure and process for those reimbursements to be prepared. Once this application is completed, the engineer has signed off on it, it has supporting documents attached to it, then it's submitted to the bond trustee with the appropriate form for the bond trustee to actually requisitions the funds to wherever is directed under the payment application. So anyway, that's the super short version. Board, do you have any questions about that or about the agreement?
I just had a question here. So obviously we're going to be incurring costs prior to the funding of the bond.
Correct. Right?
So during this period of time, we should obviously be putting together all this application and all of the backup behind it. At what time, how soon after the funding can we submit this?
So you can actually get your first reimbursement basically immediately. I mean, okay, if not immediate, then immediately following the closing, those funds will be available. And so, yes, anything that you can do and that we can help you do to put together that initial reimbursement package. If it's ready to go, on the day of closing, we can submit it to the bond trustee and they're pretty good. I mean, they usually turn those around within 24 hours if there's no issues with the request. So,
all right. Fantastic.
Yeah. The other thing I should say is, our involvement in that process just depends on what your needs are. We have some district clients that have us do all of that. They have us, gather the materials. They have us prepare the application. They have us get the engineer's signature. And we have other district clients that like to do that all in-house and submit it to the bond trustee themselves. And so I bring that up just to say we're prepared and willing to help you with that process in whatever way we can be of benefit to you. So,
okay.
We need a motion to approve the infrastructure reimbursement agreement.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Okay. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks. Do I have a second? Thanks, Larry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that is unanimous. Thanks, gentlemen. Okay, moving on to the next agreement, which is the administrative reimbursement agreement. Just pull that up here. Okay, the administrative reimbursement agreement is a little bit different. The purpose of the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement is to facilitate the district's ability to pay its administrative costs. So your costs of administering the PID basically come down to a handful of things. You're going to have legal fees for our services. You're going to have accounting fees for the district accountant. You're going to have an insurance policy. You're going to have an annual audit that has to be provided by the third party auditor. And then there's always one thing I forget, I know, but there's there's one, maybe two other things. And that's basically the whole list of administrative expenses that it costs to run the district. The district obviously initially is not going to have sufficient revenue to pay its own costs. And so the purpose of this agreement is so that as the developer is required to basically subsidize the operations of the PIDs for the first couple of years, this agreement provides that anything that the developer does pay towards the administrative costs of operating the PID, they're essentially treated as a loan so they can be repaid to the developer in the future once the PID has sufficient funds to do that. So that's really the core of this agreement. We can talk about details. There is an interest rate applied. I think by default, we usually put a 6% interest rate. That could be modified, you know, if you have a preference otherwise. There's a cap of a total amount of costs that would be covered. That would be a max of $200,000. We don't expect that you'll reach that cap. You're probably looking at about $50,000 to $60,000 a year in administrative costs to cover all the costs of the district. And so, you know, if you have to subsidize that for the first couple of years, you're looking at around $120,000. And that's basically it. Unless there's any questions about the details of the agreement, that's the purpose.
So, Larry, what do you think that the rate should be?
Oh, I see. This is a non-issue. It has been in the past.
Okay.
Generally speaking, things get paid out of the PID, and we don't have to front very much. So, but I think that 6% is nominal. It's no big deal. Whatever.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Thanks, Ryan and Larry. We have a motion to approve. All in favor, say aye.
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 Kevin fell asleep.
I was going to say, I don't know if I heard Kevin. Okay, thanks, Kevin. All right, that is unanimous. Thanks, gentlemen. I believe that was everything on the formal agenda. Did board members, do you have any other items that you want to discuss while we're in the meeting today? And if not, we invite a motion to adjourn.
Sounds good. Second.
Okay, I'll take that as
Ryan. There's the motion. Let's adjourn.
Second.
And a second by Larry. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thanks. We will see you guys at 2:30 on Monday for another short meeting.
Are you going to send out another invite?